Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up? It's Obi, and want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast. This is the meat and potatoes of our morning show, served up to you daily. So let's jump in, because it's a full plate.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
It's Friday.
Yes.
Woo-wee. All right, so here we are. We've got a packed show for you this morning. Of course, Chloe back, morning show producer here. Let me turn your mic on really quick, just because we had a discussion here that Chloe is... She's
as my phone drops on the floor.
she's still getting back in the swing of things.
You were decorating for what last night?
Friendsgiving. It's my first Friendsgiving and the first time I'm making a turkey.
Awesome.
Wow. All right. You know you can do it in the microwave.
I'm not going to do it in the microwave, though.
That was a Slater test. Let's all leave him to those silly things.
All right, so on today's show, though, Ashley, myself, it is a fantastic Friday, and we do want to get to the fact that we do have this Chase Rice show that's going to be taking place tomorrow.
Sold out.
The weather's going to be fantastic. The fact that it's sold out makes these tickets even more valuable.
I know. Well, the weather has not been fantastic the last, like, 24 hours. It's been raining and gross, and today it's supposed to be kind of nasty, too, but tomorrow... Not only is it Chase Rice, but like I have a wedding to go to and they're all worried about the rain. And we're like, it's fine. It's supposed to be good luck. But regardless,
I'll call this weather fantastic all day, every day compared to what they're going through, like in Chicago and Detroit and everything up north. Yeah, and
that's their fault for living there, though, you know?
Man.
I mean, man. You got to deal with those Arctic temperatures. But $2,800 is secret sound. So if you're there right now listening abroad, you can fly back home, get out of that mess.
Yeah, man. Listen, you need to get your heads together with everybody who's at work, with your family, even get the kids involved. Sometimes the kids have different ears.
Totally.
You know? And sometimes when they hear the secret sound, sometimes they're spot on as to what it is. All right. So $2,800. Again, that's up for grabs at 8 o'clock. It's Friday. Y'all ready for this?
Ready.
Let's go. Yeah.
This is your national anthem with Obi and Ashley on K92.3.
All right. So here we are today with the national anthem. We would love to send it out to individuals who may not think of themselves as heroes, but everybody in their right has a part to play in this great world of ours. And today goes out to you coffee shop owners. And I'm not talking about Starbucks. I'm not talking about Dunkin'. Like, those are great places to get coffee too. But I'm talking about the people who it's their finances. It's their dream. It's their vision to have this coffee shop that people come together at, almost like Central Perk and Friends.
Right.
You know, and here, I'm fortunate enough that I know a guy named Nick who owns Coffee Shop of Horrors in Mount Verde. That's pretty cool. It's like a horror shop coffee shop. I know Renault, who owns Axum in downtown Winter Garden. These are guys who put their own vision to the test to get you this elixir, this juice of this bean that we need that to function every single morning. And just, I don't know, we want to send that out to those coffee shop owners today.
Well, and I love too, there's one right in College Park called Credo, and it's like they walk in and they don't give you a price of like how much to pay. They don't charge you a certain amount. They just, you give them how much you think they should get for the coffee.
Ooh, wow.
And then Foxtail, there's one right down the street from our office here. There's also one right near my house off Curry Ford, and that is like the best little environment where I'll go to get out of the office to continue working there in a different environment, because they got Wi-Fi, they got the unique coffees, they got cold brew, but it's just a chill place.
Yeah, you gotta love that. You know, I think about the coffee shops anywhere they are, and of course Starbucks is cool, but I don't think you have the same community that you do when you go into like a local coffee shop. To all of you baristas, to all of you who man those places, just know that from this morning show, this morning to you, the national anthem.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Obi and Ashley, and just a reminder that your secret sound is up to 2,800 smackaroos, okay? That's a lot of money for you guessing a sound at 8 o'clock. Now, we're in here just fresh off of that second date update where, unfortunately, Maria was spending 40 minutes plus on her phone during dinner. I think we can kind of all agree, okay? Let's all be on the same page here without smashing down on Maria, but just that was probably just the wrong timing.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, sure, we could talk about her editing photos and whatnot, but don't we all? We're all so guilty of being on our phones, like, at just inopportune times. Like, when we're trying to spend time with our loved ones, like, just the other night, literally sitting on the couch. Matt's on one end of the couch on his phone. I'm like literally 3 feet away on the couch on my phone. We're both doing things that we think are important.
Sure.
Whether it has to do with work, whether it has to do with wedding planning. But there still needs to be like a, okay, we need to put this down. Because then I start getting mad at myself. Like, how much time did I just waste on my phone?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it happens in your relationship.
With me, it happens at dinner time. Whenever we are out is when I notice it the most, is when Erica and myself were out at a restaurant, my wife and myself, and I noticed that I'm on the phone because you hit the nail on the head. What I think is important, like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, well, I have to take a picture of our meal because I have to Instagram this, you know, and then she's working on real estate deals on her phone.
Right.
And I realized, man, both of us, you know, how do we look to the rest of the restaurant? I mean, the both of us are in love. We love each other.
Yeah.
We communicate.
Right.
But to the rest of the restaurant, we must look ridiculous
we're
not spending time with each other.
How many times have you judged that couple and then you are that couple? You're like, oh my gosh, look at them. They're sitting there not even talking to each other. Like, how fun is that? Oh, I do it all the time. I'll be the first to admit it, but we've definitely been in that spot. So, like, how do you manage it?
All right. How do you manage it? That's a fantastic question. This is something that all of us can be in the trust tree together. Okay. Listen, like Ashley said, I've seen other couples do it. I've seen us do it ourselves.
Totally.
Okay. So how do you manage social media or on your phone, period, with your loved one?
Right now, I love this conversation because it happens all the time. I think, well, and just think about phones. Phones these days are like, they're not even a what is it called? Like an extravagant thing that we have.
No, now it's a necessity.
Right. And so now that they're such a part of our lives, not being on them and like trying to actually spend some FaceTime, real FaceTime with our loved ones, our significant others, like becomes less and less because people are so attached to them. You're on your phone thinking you're doing something important and so is your significant other and working or doing whatever.
Yeah, and hey, you know, I love the fact that we just kind of opened up even with people who are chiming in, 844-254-9232, about how easy it is to look at another couple in a restaurant. Both of them are on their phones and you're like, look at those two.
They're not even talking to each other.
Not even communicating.
Yeah.
But how many times have I been in that seat?
But at least you're aware, right? Like, because I feel like if you're not aware, then you're really in deep.
That's where this conversation comes in, okay? So what are you doing? What are you doing out there to protect yourself with this? K92.3, good morning.
First of all, I gotta say good morning, Obi, Ashley. How y'all doing? Love you.
Good morning. Oh,
good morning, brother. How are you?
All right. It's Kevin, and I gotta say, when we go out, we don't get on our phones at dinner when we're out in public. Now, if we're at home and we're having dinner, well, yeah, that's another story.
Right, it just happens?
But in public, no.
But what about we're even at home? That's what we're talking about. Like, I was just saying how on the couch, we were 3 feet away from each other, and yet you're on your phone for an hour.
Well, unfortunately, that's part of the society that we're in today. Well, you guys have to do a lot of it for work, and then you got the girls. You got girls that want to do, well, like you said, your wedding planning, your shopping.
Yeah.
You know, and heck, I could go on Bass Pro Shop and shop all night for comp if I wanted to.
I know.
Oh, man, that's real talk, man.
For real. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in.
Yep, love you guys. Be good. God bless.
You too, brother. K92.3, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. So who's this? Where are you from?
Lori from Eustis.
All right. Okay, so please chime in.
We make it really easy. We only touch one phone if we're going to touch a phone at all during dinner when we go out. And we still, after over 2 years, sit on one side of the table. So that way, if we are on
nice.
A phone, if we're looking up something up together, we can do it together.
So, like, when you're sitting there and you have a conversation, you're like, I wonder about this. Let's Google it. And you do that.
Yes. We can only touch one phone.
Interesting.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, that's at least a start for me and my wife.
Yeah, it makes a big difference because we met on social media. So it was really hard for us to detach ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have never thought of that.
Yep. Works great.
Hey, if you want to chime in, just jump on the K92.3 app, open mic. We're still going to check those all morning long as we get into Ashley's All Access next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So I'm sure you've seen mean tweets before, and Jimmy Kimmel's been doing this for years now. We'll have different celebrities on, and they'll read these mean things that people write about them. So here you have Luke Combs, Luke Bryan on the show, reading mean things about themselves.
I'd rather listen to a barn full of baby pigs being vaccinated than Luke Bryan's new song. I have vaccinated baby pigs, and that's all.
Luke Combs makes music for people who taste the gas before they fill up their truck. That's pretty good. I'll give him that one.
You know what? We talked about this earlier because whether those are real tweets or whether they're the writers that write them, regardless, if you're the artist and you say it, you know, behind every joke, there's like, what do they say? 60% of it is true.
When someone's trying to be like, oh, I'm just kidding. And they're like,
it's
really
just
mean
a
it.
Joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, that was funny. And Luke Combs, the video going to get for you at K923Orlando.com. Now, this is interesting because now that Chloe, our new morning show producer, is back, she was on the red carpet when yesterday we were talking about how Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean weren't there, but Kane Brown wasn't there. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill weren't there. There's all these people that now people are like, oh, I didn't realize they weren't there. But Chloe said that, like, the people in the earpieces, they were expecting Jason to show up still.
They were right at the very end. They literally, in the earpiece, I heard them say, we're missing Jason Aldean. We're still waiting on him. We're waiting on Garth Brooks. And never showed up. You saw Garth, he came on in. You saw Keith, he came on in, but never Aldean, and they were expecting him to be there.
You know what? I wonder what happens with all, like, the free stuff that they're supposed to get, because they're guests, you know, they get bags of goodies and whatnot, and a lot of times when they don't arrive, we've done it where we've gotten stuff for artists, and maybe sometimes they're in a rush and they leave all that stuff behind.
Yeah, but yeah. It's funny because we knew that, well, at least I knew that Jason Aldean wasn't coming. And I told Chloe, I said, Jason's not coming. His wife literally just posted it on Instagram that they weren't going to the show tonight. So how funny that the red carpet's here, still expecting Jason Aldean to show up. And no nomination, no performance, did not show up. But he is going to show up in Orlando. A reminder that 9 o'clock, those tickets, January 31st at the Amway, are coming your way, along with, just around the corner, about 10 minutes from now, those Chase Rice tickets to the House of Blues for tomorrow night.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning, you two. Okay, so it looks like we've got Amy of Orange City.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Of the citrus-named cities, that's our favorite one. All right, Matt of Mims.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, hey.
All right, so why don't you neighbors say good morning to each other?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
So here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here. She has got three questions for you. The questions aren't that hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest.
Phew.
Using their sound, having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown, all right?
All right.
All right, y'all. Let's get those buzzer sounds. This will be the sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer to Ashley's question. Ladies first. Orange City's Amy, what's your sound and why?
Gracie, for my daughter. She's 7.
Nice. Nice work, moms. Matt of Mims, what's going to be your sound and why?
Well, I had to keep it going. I'm going to do Hattie. That's my daughter. She's 3.
That's cool, man. So great cute. Parents here representing. All right, O-Town Showdown, let's do it.
All right, question number one. Meghan Markle, married to Prince Harry, played in a USA Network TV show. What was it called?
Gracie.
Okay, what you got, Amy?
I think it was Downton Abbey.
No.
No. Okay, for the steel mat?
I have no clue.
It was called Suits.
I didn't know that one either, guys.
There you go.
All right, new question number one.
New question number one. Who is playing at the House of Blues tomorrow night?
Gracie.
Oh, what you got, Amy?
Chase Rice.
Chase Rice. Nice work, girl. All right, that's one for Orange City, which means Mims needs one to stay in the game.
Question number two. In the movie, who is Shrek's wife?
Gracie.
Oh, what you got, Amy?
Fiona.
Yes!
Yeah, man. I love seeing Shrek and Fiona over at Universal. Love Universal. All right, Amy, yes. You are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You're going to see Chase Rice tomorrow night at the House of Blues. This show's completely sold out, okay? And don't forget, hey, if you're going, make sure you go find Melissa. She's going to have meet and greets for you to win, too.
Okay, absolutely.
Good deal. Now, Matt. Come on in here, bro.
Bring
this
it
is
in.
Our favorite part.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We got our arms all open, all silly like.
Come here. Guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you, brother. Hey, to you and Hattie, bro. Keep it up as a good dad, man. That's another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Hey, have fun tomorrow.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
Ashley in the morning.
7:25, 9:25. We like to showcase somebody or an organization doing the right thing, and even more so when it's local, happening this weekend, like tomorrow.
Yeah, this one's all about a walk for our veterans that you can be a part of. You could even bring the family out to, and there's nobody better to talk about it than Kirk.
My name is Kirk Guys. I'm the post commander for American Legion, Post 63 in Winter Garden, created behind the concept of veterans serving veterans. Well, veteran suicide, which not many people know about. We've got 22 vets a day taking their own lives due to post-traumatic stress-related suicide.
That's such a high number. I mean, a day?
A day.
A day.
Yeah, when you do the math on that, Obi, we've had more deaths from suicide since 9/11 than all the combat-related deaths from the Korean War, the Vietnam War, conflicts since combined.
So tell me about the walk and how you started this by yourself.
Well, okay, so I got a request to go out and raise some awareness about this in 2016, and I was really shocked because I didn't even know about it. So I just basically went for a walk by myself down the West Orange Trail and vowed that I would never do that alone again. And so we came up with the concept of the Challenge 22 2.2-mile walk. And it's been pretty amazing what happened. The first year, we had about 150 walkers. And then last year, we were able to partner with the Kirkacan Brewery, and we saw the numbers more than double. We saw almost 400 walkers and about 1,200 people come out. We don't do it for the glory. We just do it because it's service to our country. And these vets who have come home, they're struggling.
Well, again, we appreciate people like you who highlight stuff like this, so this way people like us can get involved. So tomorrow, again, the third annual Challenge 22 2.2-mile ruck walk is happening, and they're meeting again at the American Legion downtown Winter Garden at 9 a.m. Bring out the family. Do the walk together, all for a good cause. Again, Challenge 22 ruck walk. That's doing the right thing for those guys.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obi and Ashley. And we are 20 minutes away from you taking a stab at the K92.3 secret sound, okay? Please don't have us in here shaking our heads over this sound. Okay, can we get to Ashley getting married here in February? And quite frankly, I think you are, like, slacking. And I said this yesterday, and I said this kind of jokingly, that I don't know what's going on between you and your fiancé, Matt, but you are typically on the ball.
I know.
I mean, this girl right here keeps me sharp. And here you are dropping the ball in several areas that are very important.
That's just a sign. My career and my work life, my personal life has been a mess all these years. So now it's catching up with me. But seriously, we haven't picked a first dance song. We haven't gone and looked for wedding bands. I just looked at my wedding website because I'm like, I don't even know how many days away. I know it's in February. Obviously, I know these important things. But we're 78 days away. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out a little bit because the first dance song, obviously, you want it to be important, to mean something.
Sure.
And we don't want to pick like a generic song that's like, you know, something everyone uses.
No, you pick something that's meaningful. I remember my wife and I, we decided on a Lionel Richie song. Thank God that Lionel Richie writes all these great songs, though, because the DJ played the wrong one.
No!
However, because Lionel's such a great writer, the song, it mattered anyways.
Was it Hello?
I don't remember. It was like something like Easy Like Sunday Morning. I don't know. It was something that I was like, ah, that's the wrong song. But it works.
Yeah, well, I've had like a night. I had literally one nightmare about it last weekend. And I woke up in a panic thinking it was our wedding day that we still hadn't picked a song. And then I was like, that means we're just going to have to pick a song. It doesn't mean anything to us.
Okay, but song's easy. Song choice is easy. Let's get back to some of the other things like The Ring. Like, yeah. Hold on. As I say that, though, guys' rings are a lot easier to choose than a woman's ring.
For instance,
when guys have to go looking for a women's ring, there's a lot of research that you have to go into, you know, cut, clarity, all that.
Yeah, but carrots. Like the engagement ring's done. Obviously, I have that. His, like you said, guys are so easy. They're doing them like online. You could do a girl's one online too, but like what we want to do for my band is a little unique. So I'm like, shoot, how much time do I need for that? I haven't even looked into it.
Well, what are you doing for him?
He's like sent me things that he likes, like, but I still think I'm like, I don't want to just go order yours online, which he's like fine with. I'm like, no, I want it to be like special. You're the one that has to wear it.
Okay. And out of the choices, is he going to be one who wants one of these rubber ones? Is he one that wants it in all black?
Yeah,
is he one that
like
wants
darker,
diamonds in it?
No, he's not like a diamond or jewelry guy at all. Like right now he doesn't wear any jewelry, period. So he just wants like one of those darker tungsten type looking ones.
You know what? Why don't you girls help my sister out here, okay? 844-254-9232 and feel free to jump on K923's app, the open mic. What kind of ring is your man wearing? Okay, we know how important the women's rings are, but your man, what kind of ring is he wearing?
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Hey, Nick, where are you calling us from?
Hey, I'm calling from College Park near the golf course.
No, I know where that is. Are you on the golf course right now?
Oh, at Dubs Dread?
No, I wish I was.
Right?
All right, okay, so let's get into why you decided to call us this morning.
I work for a locksmith, and I met this girl, and she seemed really cool when I was trying to get her into her car.
Wait, you work what?
And I work at Papa Lock. I'm a locksmith.
He's a locksmith.
Oh, okay. Okay, my apologies. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, so I call her up. I mean, I get to the car, and I help her out. And after a while, we were, kidding around about different stuff. And I said, you know what? Maybe I should ask this girl out or something, So I did. I asked her to go out and, for some coffee, and she agreed to it. And
So you asked her out during your service call?
Well, kind of at the end. I wanted to be professional.
Sure.
She said yes right away, which I thought was cool.
But you didn't know her or anything before that, right? Like, you weren't even acquaintances? Like, this is the first time you met her when you...
No.
Okay.
And I thought the date went great, but I've been calling her. She hasn't called me back.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, honestly, just from hearing about it, like, if that was the first time you met and you guys had a date, you never know, like, what she might be going through in her life if you barely knew her. So we'll try giving her a call and see what's going on, okay?
Oh, that's cool.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Leanne, please.
This is she.
Leanne, what's up? What's up? This is Obi. That's Ashley.
Hey, Leanne.
So the both of us, we're morning radio show hosts. We're on the air for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Oh, Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Did I win the cash?
Excuse me?
Did I win the cash?
No. Sweetheart, no, I'm sorry. But you did win an opportunity to go on a dinner date that we're going to pay for.
What?
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like you obviously listen and are playing this cash contest, which is great. But we're calling on behalf of Nick, though. The locksmith that you went on a date with?
Oh my God. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. If it's okay with you, Leanne, we'd love to try to get you guys back on another date, if that's cool.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. And that's cool, too. But is there any way that we can give him some closure? Let him down easy?
I've heard you guys do this before, and if he didn't tell you, then fine, I'll tell you.
Okay.
He has this side job on Wednesdays where he poses nude in an art studio.
Wow.
And this isn't a small class. It's like 20, 30 women every Wednesday drawing him nude, seeing everything he's working with, and I don't know, it just was a real turnoff.
He does it for fun? I mean, is he an artist? What's the deal here?
You know, he's not an artist. He just said he wanted to model, and that's where he got a model gig. And it's just weird to me because all these women are having drawings that they've done of him naked. And what if I ever have a friend that goes to that class? Or, you know, it'd just be weird.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. Are we being serious? Like, so what does he do? Like, he lays in front of a bunch of people, like, naked, and like people gigantic. Just draw him?
Yeah, he's an artistic nude model.
So you didn't know this up front because you thought he was just a locksmith and this other thing was on the side.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Can we bring Nick into this conversation? Because he's actually been listening to everything we just said.
Hey, what's happening? You know, this is unbelievable. I mean, when we were on a date, I wasn't bragging about it. We were talking about different things, and I've always had an interest in arts, and it's just a way to express myself, literally. And I don't look at it as, like, it's not porn, or it's not, you know, it's been going on since the beginning of time. You go to any museum, you see statues in the nude, by the way. We were on a date. She was asking me, like, every question under the sun. How long do you stand up there, blah, blah, blah. And it's not a creepy thing at all.
Well, of course I had a lot of questions. I've never met anybody that does that, and I wanted to figure out how I felt about it. I'm just very uncomfortable with it. I wouldn't want a friend or a family member going to that class. I don't know.
I can understand her side,
how,
too,
how
Nick.
Often do you do this, Nick?
Every Wednesday night.
Wow. I got to respect your confidence, though, to be able to sit there, you know, and have a bunch of people staring you up and down and look at your details and...
Well, you know, some of the women, they say nice things after the session, and it's like a confidence booster, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
I'm just really uncomfortable with it. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm not even comfortable being on this call talking about it. I have friends that listen to the station. I'm just
totally
I'm not
fine.
Into that. Good for you, but it's not for me.
All right.
Hey, and we'll see you on a Wednesday night, brother.
You got it. All right, we'll see you.
Can we give that prize away, maybe? A visit Wednesday night, one of our listeners to come draw you?
Sure. And hey, Ashley, bring your fiance, Matt. He'll love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he will. Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Disney Plus. Ashley, are you going to be getting it? Because you don't have kids.
Probably not. Okay. And we don't watch TV hardly at all.
Well, and because of the fact that we're Verizon customers, we now have it for a year, Disney Plus. But I read something yesterday that within this short amount of time that Disney Plus has become available and open to everybody.
One day,
10 million subscribers already. So that's got us in here talking about, are you going to be one of the people who's going to be subscribing to Disney Plus? We had a legit conversation in here yesterday about how, you know, we're paying for Netflix. We're paying for HBO. That one's going to be dropped because now Game of Thrones is done. So we're done with HBO.
Right.
Our Amazon Prime membership, you know, Hulu and...
All those things. Well, they start adding up and then you're like, okay, you cancel your cable for all these things. And you realize it's adding up. But the Disney Plus thing is crazy. I have not been able to get on social media and not see somebody post that they spent like 3 hours watching old movies or different things. And I'm like... Holy crap. Did you take off work to do that? But in all honesty, for real, it does look cool because there looks like a lot of like old shows maybe from back in the day even.
Yeah.
I just saw something about Gargoyles. Like that had to jog my memory about what Gargoyles
was.
Yeah,
that used to be part of Disney's lineup. I used to watch Gargoyles before going into school. You had DuckTales. You had Tailspin.
Right?
So a lot of these really great shows from back in the day. And I mean, let's talk about even the beginning of Disney's catalog where... They even released a statement saying that they have a disclaimer for some of these movies that were done back in the day where it was okay to depict Indians a certain way or to depict certain races in a certain way. And Disney already has disclaimers for some of that stuff. But with everything that you're spending money on, is Disney Plus important to you?
I mean, what is it? $7? It's $7 a month. That's like a steal, right? Compared to some of these others?
And the fact that it comes with Hulu, that they're bundling it. And I mean, Netflix is now trying to rival, hooking up with Nickelodeon.
Right.
So all of these services, I guess that's the chime time that we want to put out there for you, okay? Which of these services is important to you? Are you going to be getting Disney Plus? Is that going to be something that's important to your household? Leave it on the K92.3 apps. Open mic. Disney Plus. I mean, we were talking about Netflix to Amazon Prime to all of these different services. I mean, for crying out loud, you could even go down to the levels of HBO subscription, Showtime subscription, CBS subscription. And now here we are with Disney Plus upon us, where in one day, 10 million subscribers. I, you know what? I don't know why we find that surprising. Because,
I know.
Disney, it's a fantastic brand to get behind. And the amount of movies now with Marvel movies. And you were even saying some of the old cartoons that I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, but a lot of the Star Wars. We have like so many Star Wars fans in our building. They were talking about The Mandalorian, which I thought they were referring back to something with Back to the Future with a DeLorean. But that's how much I know about what's going on.
That is hilarious. All right. So thank you for jumping on the K92.3 app. We have an open mic feature there where you can tell us, are you going to be doing Disney Plus?
Hi, this is Jason from Oviedo. Yes, we got the Disney Plus app with the bundle. We don't watch Netflix all that often, so we were canceling our Netflix. With the bundle for $14 a month, you get ESPN Plus, Hulu, and the Disney Plus. It covered everything that we'd watch. There's enough stuff to keep our daughter happy with what she wants to watch and save a little bit of money instead of keep paying money for things that we're not watching. You guys have a good day. Bye.
Wow, wow. And now some of us who have all these different subscriptions, it's time to start peeling back.
Well, and now though, too, so I'm like reading down this list of all these shows and movies. So the Lady and the Tramp, there's like the new version on there that
Classic.
You can watch. But it's like a live action.
Okay, okay.
And then, like, some of these classics, like Phineas and Ferb from way back in the day. I'm just dying because I'm like, these cartoons, they're bringing them back. And you mentioned DuckTales last time. The actual classic. They brought back episodes all the way back from, like, 1987.
See, that's good stuff. Okay, are you doing Disney Plus? Go on the open mic right now on the K923 app.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
And hey, thanks again for being a part of the Obi and Ashley family. Remember, whether it's the National Anthem, the O-Town Showdown, doing the right thing, if you have somebody you want us to highlight to contribute, all you got to do is reach us on our Obi and Ashley Facebook page. To the future.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.